The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Vacation Extra Funny. We're on vacation, and I've never said vacay unless it was in jest. Something I'm kind of proud of. Something that I don't even think I could bring myself to say, even in jest, is vocab. I don't think for vocabulary. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could say vocab.
It takes a special brain to talk like that, and it's one of my favorites.
You know who's the funniest that type of language? Who? Is David Spade.
Yeah,
he is funny with that. The abbreves.
Yeah,
he is.
She's been doing a one lately that I think is funny. Appy.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
appies. We're gonna get some appies.
I mean, that's just such a girly.
Yeah,
let's get some appies.
Mm-hmm. Makes you want a hair toss, you know. She hit me appies with, and jams.
She hit me with a no prob this morning as well.
No prob.
Oh.
Oh, I type that though.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't say that.
Type, no prob. I'm so sorry.
Don't make me seem like a complete idiot. Okay.
And she does say preesh though. That's a good one.
Preesh?
No, she doesn't.
I was like, preesh. Do I say that?
Yeah, I don't think any women say that.
Preesh.
Just say, you know,
preesh. Like,
guys who are still in the early 2000s, I think, say preesh.
And for pajamas, I say jams. I'm getting into my jams. I say a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Abreves.
Mm-hmm. I say my comfies.
I like that.
I get in my comfies.
Comfies. They are.
Y'all, I'm going to get home and I'm going to get in my comfies.
Mm-hmm. With my bubble blanket.
It's a cuddle
bubble blanket.
Bubble cuddle.
Cuddle, bubble, throw.
Throw.
Yes.
Throw.
In my comfies.
What constitutes a throw? Is it just a smaller
book? Okay. Yeah. And you just throw it onto the couch.
You throw it.
I'm not going to lie. That is a pretty oversized throw, though.
Yeah. It's called the extra large throw.
Oh, extra large.
Yeah.
XL throw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's
a good size.
Good at tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ at checkout, 41% off. Probably the biggest discount they give for influencers.
I think it is.
Well,
yeah, even though Matt Walsh only gets 30-something or 40%, I think, to his listeners, I get 41%. That's how they enticed me to come be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, Matt Walsh.
Because I am the, as the kids say, Shiat.
Mm-hmm.
They do say that.
They do?
All right. More vacation extra funny coming up.
More extra funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So Riggins was just complaining because his neighborhood won't throw a block party.
Yeah. It's annoying. Not one block. I grew up in a neighborhood that always did a block party on like a July 4th block party kind of thing.
It's how you meet people.
And it was like, I just remember having the most fun that block party. And that was kind of one of the things I was looking forward to about moving out of the city and into the suburbs. I was like, oh my gosh, summer block parties.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And not one block party.
But do you have an HOA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, trust me. I got an HOA. It's up my keister.
All right. Well, Lindsay, you're the HOA. What are you, the party planner, party, what do you call it?
I like to say HOA queen, but yes, I'm the event planner.
Event planner, yeah.
Of course you
So what would he need to do? Just go to his HOA board and say, hey, let's have a block party?
Well, first thing, they do have allotted money for events, most likely. What they're using them for, I don't know. So I can make a call if you want, and I'll act like I live in the neighborhood. Like, what are the funds going to that are allotted for these events? And if not, can I step up and, you know, maybe do an event?
Okay.
And then if they say yes, then I just got to act like I live at your house.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But then I would have to plan it. I don't want to do it. I just want to attend one.
Well, I'll plan it. You know, I just got to have your address and your social security number. And your-
don't they bring food trucks in for that and stuff? Now I see a lot of times that happens.
Food trucks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Where your parents live, they have a food truck every Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. They do a lot of...
Yeah.
The drinks in the driveway, I think is what they call it. It's like a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of activities over there, but I want a block party.
You just want one. Yep. Yeah.
My little friend Jenny's neighborhood, they have that food truck Friday,
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I live in, I don't have an HOA where I live.
Yeah, you're on the sticks.
Yeah, that's the dream.
No HOA?
Yeah, because they're annoying as shit. I mean, I'm on it, but.
Yeah, you're on the board. Yeah.
You're not policing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've gotten some letters in my day. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing breaking the rules?
$1,000 fine.
What? What did you do?
So, where do I begin? When we moved in to the house, I knew before purchasing it, I wanted to paint it white. It's brick. It was an ugly brick. I wanted to paint it white. So we submitted it to the HOA and they said, sure. We got the word. We painted it white. Well, we painted the shutters black. While they were painting the shutters, the painter told me, you've got a little bit of like corrode or whatever, erosion, whatever you want to say.
Corrosion.
Thank you. Right here. We're going to repair this, but then the shutter's really not going to work. It actually, we can just take off the shutters. I was like, take the shutters off. We're missing a shutter anyway from when we moved in. There was one shutter off and they're from 95. So just take them off. You know what? It's going to look better. I didn't ask the HOA to do that.
If you could remove the shutters.
Yeah. So we painted our windows black. So our windows are black. No shutters. Yeah.
And so what was
$1,000?
$1,000?
Kyle gets home from work and he's like, where are the shutters? I'm like, I just made a decision to take them off. I was like, it was for the best. I told him what happened. I was like, we were missing one. We would have to buy all new shutters anyway. He said, well, we didn't ask the HOA. I said, they're never going to know.
What?
It's like the biggest thing ever. So they called. Kyle plays golf with the head of the HOA.
Nice.
He was like, Kyle, come on, man. Like, you serious? He was like, it was my wife. Listen, I got it. And he was right. It was all me. But no, we didn't have to pay.
See, and it's stuff like that. It's not like all of a sudden the people driving by your house see that you've added a pigsty out there and you're raising pigs.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, shutters off your house. Were they going to say no if you would have submitted it? I don't get it.
Well,
they should be able to take those on case-by-case basis and not just have a no gray area kind of thing. You can't do anything without asking us.
And I do think it was my attitude when they called. That was probably a red flag because I said, I'm an interior designer, because I was at the time, and I know what looks good. And if you want young people to move into this neighborhood, you need to take off all the shutters. These are 1995. And I just went, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, okay. I was like, so thank you. Have a good day.
Nice.
Yeah. Kyle was like, we're getting kicked out of this neighborhood. I'm like, fine, I don't want to live here anyway.
With this ugly ass shutters.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you want this house to look good or not?
I'm surprised he didn't go, well, this isn't interior design. We're talking about the outside of your house.
Right.
But yeah, it's right. Like, for the beautification of the home, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, let it go. You've got bigger fish to fry than somebody who's actively trying to improve the look of the home. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that HOA boards of directors and all that lived in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. When I lived over here and we had the HOA, it was a separate office that contracted to do all of that kind of stuff. That way neighbors didn't get into it with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was just a completely separate company.
Mm-hmm.
My HOA guy's always walking around talking to people. Oh, he's a character.
We do have a separate company too. And he's always walking them streets. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get back. Since we painted our house, they're not allowing anyone else to paint their houses because it's under some like historic thing now where it's been like 40 years and...
40 years? So this makes it historic now?
Yeah, that means it needs to be painted.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just thank you.
It's just a aging home.
Let me be the president of the board one day. I'm going to allow everything. Like, you need to make your house better. I'm going to be sending letters. You need to paint your house.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, ma'am.
Yeah, you'll be picking out colors for them and everything. Yeah. You know, you need to paint your house, and these are the colors that I've chosen for you.
Do you want to hear how dramatic they are? They made me paint poster board of 5 different whites so they could drive, each person on the board could drive by and vote on which color.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. God. And guess what I did? Didn't use what they picked. I didn't.
No.
I'll tell them. Let me tell them.
No, don't tell them.
Well, yeah. Don't I'm just kidding. Them. I hope they don't listen. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is that eggshell? No. Yeah.
Sure I'm going to vomit.
It's mother of pearl, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Sure as hell didn't do that. They don't know.
No.
They're old.
I mean, can you imagine if that's what, I mean, you're having to do that to people, you know.
So
I'd be crazy. Like, just white is white. Let them, what are they going to do? Paint it a very offensive white color?
Yeah, give me a break.
I mean, how many shades of white are there?
It's terrible.
God. But they got to earn their money. If they're a separate company, they're getting paid, aren't they?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man. And is it all retired people?
I'm sure.
The ones that are walking around all the time and doing all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I have so many stories. We went on vacation for my birthday this past year, and we were gone a whole week. Well, it was trash day, and my neighbor took our trash out, and then he was going to wheel him back in. Well, it took him like a couple days to get, because, I mean, he was doing us a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I got a letter saying that we had left our trash out too long. And I was like, I'm on vacation. Like, what would you, we had a neighbor help us. Sorry, it was Thursday instead of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we left. We lived in a neighborhood one time that the people down the street were both doctors. The couple, they were both doctors. And we had a snowstorm and they got snowed in at the hospital. And they were having to treat patients and all that. You know, couldn't get home or couldn't get there. You know, it's just a big bunch of chaos. And they left their garbage can out by the road while they were stuck at the hospital, and they got a letter.
Yeah.
I can't effing stand. I'm gonna cut somebody.
And you're like the head.
They're saving lives here. Yeah, and I'm on the board, so the letters like or the emails like they're trying to joke, but like Lindsay, you need to work. Get off me.
Yeah.
I plan all your events for nothing. I don't get paid.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So demand your block party, Riggins.
I'm going to.
Hell yes.
Now that you know all of this,
you
demand one.
Yeah, they got
I want
no
a block
problem.
Party. Riggins would go demand the block party and then not go.
Yeah.
That's who's there.
He'd be like, when I started all this, I thought I wanted, I don't feel like going.
It's like, I'm not
going
to go to
I have tried to forge a friendship with this guy on my block. He's the newest neighbor. And it has so far been unsuccessful. I have tried to become this guy's friend. He is just he might as well turn around on his heel and run the other way. I mean, it's that crazy.
Now why do you want to be his friend?
Because he's the only single guy on the block. I got a bunch of people, but he's the only single guy.
It's not the guy that gives you the food from the old food from the grocery stores or the return food. Okay.
No, he brought me a can of popcorn the other day. One of those three flavored popcorn things.
Yeah. I love that.
So I don't know where he got that. It just showed up on my porch.
Oh.
So is the other guy just weird?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't even talked to him.
Oh.
I can't even get him to talk to me.
He's shy.
Well, what do you say? Hey. And then he just takes off running?
Basically. Yeah, basically I wave and he's like, he's got a dog too. So I'm like, oh yeah, cool. You got a dog. I don't know.
Maybe his dog isn't good with, because I used to do that when Bella saw people, I'd be like, oh my God, because she,
Yeah, he was cutting his grass one time. I was like, I'll go out to the mailbox, try to say hi to him, ask him about his yard, and, you know, have a beer, anything. You know, I'm just dying for any kind of human contact. And he puts on his, you know, headphones to cut the grass. And I was like, okay, well, maybe another day. Oh. I haven't even thought about just going to knock on his door and be like, hey man, I just wanted to introduce myself.
Yeah.
I live here. I'm, you know.
Do that.
If you need to know about anybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
I got the deets.
What if he's a serial killer?
Yeah, he might be. He'd have interesting stories then if he trusted you.
Yeah.
True. Good content.
Just don't go into the basement with him. You'd be all right.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.